You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in. It is overtime. 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer with you till 7:45, taking you up until Capitals hockey here on The Fan. I want to continue talking about the Commanders. I want to get into a discussion about their running back room and some of the positions that you're going to be keeping an eye on the rest of the way. If you want to hop in, I know we have a bit of a shorter show tonight, but if you want to hop in, 800-636-1067. Because I think you look at the rest of the way here, obviously wins and losses are irrelevant. Unfortunately, we got to that point a lot quicker than any of us wanted. But the reality of where you're at right now is it's about evaluation with some of these guys going forward. And, you know, once you shut down Jaden Daniels, once you make some of these decisions, it's now about figuring out some of the guys for the future. They're not going to go full in on just playing young guys, just doing it, you know, that way. It's not really how the NFL works. But for the guys that are getting opportunities, even if they are limited, these final three games are great opportunities for them to go out there and show their worth, show what they can mean for the team going forward. And I look at three position groups specifically in terms of some guys that have opportunities, some guys that aren't necessarily guaranteed to be on the roster next season, or even guys that aren't guaranteed to have roles for next year, and just trying to figure out how exactly they're going to play these final three games. Not that three games is going to change the decision that might have already been made or even largely change the opinion of these players over the final three games. But you have opportunities. Some of these guys are going to have bigger chances. And you know, you like what you saw from Bill on Sunday where C-Rod goes down. He's not able to play. And yes, it's a bad run defense for the Giants. We knew that going in. But he took advantage of his opportunities. And the funny part about Bill, because I do want to focus on running backs, and coming up at 7 o'clock, I want to dive into running backs specifically a little bit more in terms of what should they do with that position next year. Now, going forward, you're going to have an opportunity these final couple of games now with if Chris Rodriguez gets back out on the field. Bill's going to get some more opportunities, I think, after what he showed. What are they going to do with that position? But these young guys are going to get opportunities down the stretch here. And the nice part was, seeing what happened on Sunday, you had some guys step up and take advantage of their opportunities. Now, some of these guys have been playing, right? Jalen Lane has been returning punts. So that's not like he just got this opportunity. Mikey Sanders still has been playing corner. It's not like he just got that opportunity. But they're coming up and making plays, which they hadn't necessarily done all year. Jalen Lane, second punt return touchdown of the year. He'd kind of gone through a little bit of a dry spell where he had the return touchdown early in the season, but then fumbles, muffed punts, struggles, drop passes. He just kind of struggled a little bit. It's a rookie year. He's a fourth rounder. There's a reason he wasn't, you know, taken in the first round. There are some growing pains that are going to be there, but he's been an electric weapon when you get the ball in his hands, and that was kind of the expectation when he was drafted out of Tech, was he's going to be someone that can come in, help you out, specifically in the return game, and that's shown up. You see it. So you feel good about that. Mikey, I still don't exactly know where he's best fit. I would tend to think it's outside. He's played much better out there. He was drafted to be a nickel corner. He was drafted to play inside there, and it just hasn't worked as well. So do you keep tinkering with this? Do you keep messing with it? Or do you just say, well, we were wrong in our evaluation? Not wrong in the fact that Mikey can play, but wrong in the fact that we thought he was going to be inside, and it's just not worked out in there. Regardless, seeing him step up and make some plays, and he's really been one of the few guys on this defense that's been able to be a playmaker. They preach turnovers and getting the ball so much. And maybe it's been a little bit different because Joe Witt's no longer calling the plays and we haven't heard him talk at the podium nearly as much. But that was always an emphasis for them. Getting the football, taking it away. Just hasn't happened really a ton in the two seasons that they've been here. But Mikey Sanders still has been someone that's been able to create those turnovers. And you know, turnovers to me are interesting because if you ask a defender, they think that they can create the turnovers. And in some instances, you can, right? You punch a ball out peanut punch style. Yeah, that's you creating the turnover. Interception where you jump a passing lane perfectly. Okay, yeah, that's you creating a turnover. But in this instance with Mikey, I'm not taking credit away from him, but that was a terrible throw by Jackson Dart. Terrible decision. So sometimes saying that you're going to get the ball on turnovers, it's not fully dependent on you. That's where it's a little bit fluky, but there are some teams that can create turnovers, some that can't. And unfortunately for this team, they have not been able to create turnovers aside from Mikey, who has come up with 4 of their 7 interceptions this year. So he's been a big part. But going the rest of the way, we got to hit a break here, but going the rest of the way, looking at what positions are going to have opportunities, what are some people or what are some positions, some battles, some guys that are maybe going to have to prove themselves a bit going into next year? What are some things you're keeping an eye on the final 3 games? 800-636-1067. I've got 3 position groups I'll give you. And then at 7 o'clock, I want to dive into that running back room in particular because I think you look at next year, and I'm going to dive into this tomorrow in overtime a little bit deeper when we have a little more time, about the run game specifically and how I think that is going to be a major part of getting Jaden Daniels back on track next season. But what are they going to do at that running back position? Do they have the guys? Is it something as simple as you bring back McNichols and you just roll into next year with the 3 guys you have, or are they going to have to go make a big swing at someone else? We'll talk about that coming up at 7 o'clock, but next, 800-636-1067, you want to hop in. What are some position groups that you're watching the rest of the way, something you're keeping your eyes peeled for in the final 3 games? You're listening to Overtime on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah, great call on this one, Wes. I love this. Little Enter Sandman.
It never gets old.
Never gets old. Makes me want football season to be here again. James Franklin era. Getting underway next time the Hokies take the field. $20 million donation the other day, by the way. Hokies might be on their way up.
So, was it you?
It was not me.
Ugh.
If I had $20 million to give to Virginia Tech, I don't know what I would do, but it'd be nice to see $20 million. It'd be nice to see that in my bank account. 800-636-1067. If you'd like to hop in, what are you watching the rest of the way? You can dive into specific players. I'm going to give you three specific position groups that I'm interested to watch the rest of the way. So three particular groups that I'm watching, and I teased one of these already. Running back is one of them, and we'll dive a little deeper into them coming up at 7 o'clock because that's something that's interesting for me going into next year. What kind of moves do you make at that running back position? Or are you fine where you're at? Find someone in that McNichols role or bring back Jeremy McNichols, which I'd be totally fine with. Jeremy McNichols has this uncanny ability on third down, regardless of the line to gain and how far it is. It's like third and McNichols. He's going to get you 2 or 3 yards past the sticks. I don't know how he does it, but he's been uncanny at that in his time here in D.C. So I'd be totally fine if that's a guy that you bring back. But what are they going to do at that position? We'll dive into that a little bit more at 7 o'clock. But that is one of the positions, probably the main position that I'll be watching. Does Bill emerge a little bit more and show better ball security? You know, he was on the G&D earlier today and said, I've never had a fumbling issue. It has been a bit of an issue this year. Luckily, it didn't burn him yesterday, or excuse me, on Sunday. But that is something I'll have to clean up. I've always liked C-Rod for whatever reason. He's never caught the eye of either coaching staff that was here with him, but that'll be something to watch. Another group that I'm keeping an eye on is offensive tackle, because one of the things I was considering talking about today, and maybe we'll dive into it tomorrow, but what are the building blocks for this team going forward? What are they? Obviously, Jaden Daniels is at the top of that list. We know that. Terry McLaurin on offense. You look at some of the other positions. On defense, you've got Trey Amos. I do think that Mike Sanders still classifies there. Jalen Lane is a punt returner. You know, you understand that you've got a couple of guys. On the offensive line, I actually like what they've done. I like that unit. Laremy Tunsil, I'd sign that guy immediately. And please, Adam Peters, I'm begging you, let's not do the whole song and dance that happened last year with Terry again. Just get this one done. And he's one of the few guys that when we talk about these veteran rest days and letting guys sit, I have no issue with Tunsil sitting. Because it's one thing for some of these other guys to sit and then they show up on Sunday and don't play well. Laremy Tunsil just goes out there, does his job. You don't hear his name much, which is a good thing for a left tackle. And you just go about your business. To me, whatever he's doing, keep doing it. He's fantastic. Sign him. Building block. Sam Cosmi, he's gotten better as he's gotten more accustomed to being back in the lineup. Sam Cosmi, I think, constitutes as a building block. There's Josh Connerly, though. And that's something that I'm watching. With him on the other side, I think he's good. I think he's going to continue to get better. I've actually thought he's played really, really well over the last couple of games, and he's gotten better as he's gotten past that midpoint of the season, and he's become more comfortable on that right side. But it was interesting to hear Jay on with Grant and Danny yesterday, and basically said he's been one of the worst, if not the worst, right tackle in all of football. And yes, he struggled. I'm curious, though, what he's seen recently, because it feels like to me he's gotten a lot better, and he's someone that I feel a lot better going forward with. But regardless, you know, he said he has not been as good. He likes the footwork, he likes his foot speed, and he's agile, but hasn't necessarily been able to be the anchor that you'd like on the other side of Tunsil. And I can understand that to an extent. In this Giants game, he did not look good. This is one of his worst games even going back to the beginning of the year, but for sure one of his worst games over the last couple of weeks. Did a good job of at least jumping on some loose footballs after guys had fumbled, but his main responsibility of blocking, he was struggling with on Sunday. But that's a position I'll be keeping an eye on. That offensive tackle spot, making sure you get the Tunsil thing done, but more specifically, looking at Connerly and seeing if he can build on what he's shown as he's improved throughout the year. Can he have a solid finish to the year, especially against teams that you're going to be facing twice a year? Forever, right? You're going to be facing the Eagles twice a year. You're going to be facing the Cowboys. So getting familiar with some of these guys and understanding what they can do and trying to find some success against them, that can carry over into next year and being able to understand what some of these guys do. And then another position that I'm keeping an eye on, defensive tackle. What are they going to do there? As much as we're going to spend some time on running back in the next segment, in the next hour, defensive tackle is interesting to me because I'm probably moving off Deron Payne, and that's not really anything to do with what he's done this season, because Deron Payne to me this year has been good. But I just can't do... It's similar to the John Allen situation where you can get out of it with the contract, there's an out... Probably isn't part of the long-term future in terms of 3-4 years down the line. I also just signed a guy that is going to be here for at least a couple more years. I drafted a guy in the second round that the jury's still out on if he's a good football player or not. But I'll probably move off to Ron Payne. Javon Kinlaw, I think he's been solid. I've been pretty vocal that I wasn't necessarily a fan of that signing, and I still wouldn't say that I'm a huge fan of that signing for the amounts that he got. But regardless, he's done his job, and he's been effective at times, disruptive other times. You know, it's in between, but that's kind of what you get when you sign a guy like Javon Kinlaw. It's not like you're getting a premier Aaron Donald type. You're getting a guy that can disrupt some plays, and he is massive. He is a freak. I mean, just seeing that guy in person, he's one of the most impressive human beings I've ever seen in terms of his physique. So he's going to be back next year. Johnny Newton, that's the one that's the question mark, and maybe you feel like the answer has already been given and he's just not that guy. I still have a hard time believing that a guy that was a consensus first-round talent, just about across the board, and just about every draft expert, anybody, they thought this guy was a first-round talent, ends up getting to the second round and Washington takes him. But the foot injury could maybe be used to excuse last year's production and lack of it because it took time. He missed training camp, took time for him to get on the field. Don't know that that can be used this year. Maybe slow start because he's still getting accustomed, but we're almost done with this thing. And how many times this year have you watched the game and go, oh, yeah, heck yeah, Johnny Newton, way to make a play? Not that often for a guy drafted that was supposed to be a first-round guy, an early, a best player available kind of guy, early second-round pick. I just haven't seen many plays like that. So that's another position that's interesting to me is defensive tackle. Kinlaw, can he have a solid finish of the year? Can Newton show some flashes at least for the final three games? And maybe Payne can dominate three games and at least plant a seed of thought for me that you have to keep him around next year without moving off of him. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in, taking you up until Capitals hockey. Next, what should the Commanders do at the running back position going into next year? Guys are going to have opportunities. One of the positions that I'm keeping an eye on down the stretch. But what should they do with that position going into next year? Because I do think getting the run game, a legit run game, not some of the stuff that they've run the last couple of years, like being able to turn around and hand the football off. How do they get that going? What should they do with that running back position? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Overtime on The Fan. Toby Altizer with you until Capitals hockey. Pregame beginning at 7:45. Puck drop in Minnesota at 8 o'clock. The Capitals taking on the Wild tonight. This portion of the show is brought to you by Melwood. Support people with disabilities in your community by donating your unwanted vehicle to Melwood. Donating is fast, free, and easy. Visit Melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD for more information. Toby Altizer with you until 7:45 tonight here on The Fan. Talking about running backs for the Commanders. Looking at this season, looking at where they're at and the running back position, what should they do next year at that position? Because I do think that is a massive part of what they're going to need to be successful next season to take some of, really just take some of the stuff off of Jaden's plate. I mean, when you look at what Jaden has to do, I mean, he's been their run game, he's been their passing game, and I think a big portion of the issue for this year for this team, if you look back at what last year was, Danny did a really good job talking about this in the second half of last year a lot. This offense was built on efficiency. This team was built on being a ball control type of football team. And they didn't have a traditional run game last year in the second half of the season. With the exception of that Tennessee game where Brian Robinson was able to pull off some nice runs, they just weren't able to run the football in a traditional manner. What do I mean by that? Turn around, hand the football off to the running back, and let them go create. That just wasn't a big part of their offense last year in the second half of the year. The run game was either off of read options or it was Jaden Daniels keeping the ball, scrambling on pass plays or whatever it may be, but it was Jaden. That was a majority of their run game last season in the second half of the year. They just weren't able to run the football. Unfortunately for them, I think that carried over some to this season. It's not that they can't run the football at times either. It's sometimes they're not willing to be committed to it. You back and look at that Minnesota game. Run the football. They were able to have some success on the ground, and I get they were down big at times, but they were having success for a majority of that ball game running the football even before they were 3 touchdowns behind, 4 touchdowns behind, where you do have to get into a little bit more of a chunk play type offense trying to pass the football down the field. That's the thing that baffles me, is they haven't been able to get much of a traditional run game going. And I do like the backs that they have. I do like what they've got in the backfield. I'm a big fan of Bill. I think if you watch him, you can kind of see that he's got it, the juice, the vision, the cuts. Now, whether he can put it all together and turn it in production on the field like we saw on Sunday, that's still up and down and consistent. But I think you see the traits, and I think you see why this is a guy that they were high on and willing to give a bigger opportunity coming out of training camp, even though he's a 7th rounder and not your typical draft pick running back that's going to step in and carry the workload as a rookie. But he's their leading rusher this year, 143 carries, 646 yards, averaging 4.5 a pop. 5 touchdowns for him. 3 fumbles is the big issue. But I've been really impressed with what Bill's given you. I like C-Rod. I pointed that out plenty of times. I like what C-Rod can give you. I think as a battering ram, I think he can give you a lot of what Brian Robinson gave you. But for whatever reason, whether it's the Riveras, whether it's now this regime, they haven't wanted to give Chris Rodriguez the ball a whole lot, but this season, 81 carries, 372, 4.6 a pop, 4 tutties. I've been impressed with Chris Rodriguez. I already talked about Jeremy McNichols and what he's able to do as a pass catcher, pass blocker, being able to run between the tackles on some things on third down and pick up yardage. He's so good and uncanny at being able to pick up first downs on third and long and being an outlet for this team, that I wouldn't be opposed to bringing him back. But here's my issue with the run game. Either they don't trust their guys that they have to do it enough, or they're just not committed to it enough. Because I was a big advocate of moving off of Brian Robinson. I was not really a fan of watching him run anymore. I didn't think he was all that effective as a running back. So I was fine moving off of Brian Robinson. But it felt like they were at least willing to give the ball to him 15, 20 times a game if they had to. They were willing to just turn around and hand him the football and let him run it. I don't know if it's that they don't trust Bill. I don't know if it's they don't trust C-Rod. I don't know exactly what it is. But they have to establish a real running game next season. They have to. They have to get to a point where it's not Jaden dependent to get the running game going. And it's not quarterback dependent, is more appropriately. So it's not Mariota dependent. So it's not Jaden dependent. Because I think that Mariota is going to be back. I think that they'll do a good job of making sure they pay him an appropriate price, bring him back. I think they understand his value for this team. I don't think they'll let him go. But let's hypothetically live in a world where someone else offers a bigger bag to Mariota. Let's live in a hypothetical world where someone else wants to give him a look-see as a potential starting quarterback just to get an opportunity and see. You know, in a bridge sort of situation for some teams that don't love the draft class this year and they don't want to spend a top five pick, they don't want to spend big-time capital to even move up in the draft to go get their quarterback, say they say, you know what, let's give Mariota a look. Let's just see if he can win us some football games. So say he's not back next season. You want to get a guy similar to Jaden Daniels, but what if you have to go and get somebody that doesn't fit as perfectly as Marcus Mariota? Can't run the read option as well. You need to have somebody that, or a run game that you can at least just run the ball without having to depend on RPOs, read options. It's not to say that they don't have that. I've seen them be able to do it, but you have to commit to it. And I don't know if it's a Cliff thing where he just doesn't do it enough. I don't know if it's a, we don't fully trust our running backs to be able to handle 18 carries in a ball game, but they have to figure out something. And so when you look at the running back room, I do like what they have, but let's say, you know, Bill's averaging 46 yards per game. So let's just add that total up for the full season. He's going to finish about 784 yards rushing. It's good. I like what Bill has done. Are you going to go into next year with that being your lead back? If you say yes, I'm totally fine with that, but please actually trust him and give him the football. Are you going to bring back Chris Rodriguez and that be your guy? If so, fine, but please give them the football. I would prefer, maybe even be fine with, them just rolling with what they've got going into next year, because I actually think Bill is better than even what he's shown. I think as time goes on, as he gets more experience, as he gets more comfortable, as he adjusts to the speed of the game, I think he's going to be a good back. I think he is a 1,000-yard rusher in this league, if given the carries, if given the opportunity. And I think he deserves that. As time goes on, as he's shown, I do think he could do that. The issue is, they might not fully agree with what I'm saying. So if that's the case, then go get a guy that you do trust. I don't know who that guy is. One name that I saw floated around because of the fact that seemingly everybody loves to just find connections. It's not necessarily about fit or anything. It's just, hey, did you play with so-and-so before? Were you coached by so-and-so before? Come on over. Well, one of Jaden's former college teammates is going to be a free agent running back out of Tampa, Rashad White. Not necessarily saying he's the greatest running back in the world, but if you're willing to give Rashad White 18, 20 carries a game, then go sign him. I'd be fine keeping Bill, but for whatever reason, this season, even though they've switched between running backs, they kind of rotate through, and that's fine to an extent. I don't know that that necessarily works with what you're trying to do, but my big thing going into next year, to help out Jaden, stop making everything be about Jaden. You need the receivers. We talk about that a lot. I get that. Receivers are important to the passing game. Yes, we get that. I think a big part of why this team has struggled is they haven't been able to just run the football. Help Jaden out. Look around the league at some of the guys that are the elite quarterbacks in the league. Josh Allen has an elite run game, and it helps him immensely. It's not that he couldn't get it done before when he didn't have a run game. He was Superman, and then he'd go win ball games for them, but they couldn't go far or as far as they wanted because they didn't have that sort of run game. They've got a run game, and now they're even more dangerous. Look at this past game that they just beat New England. James Cook was great. But when he doesn't have to do everything, and then all of a sudden Josh Allen says, oh, okay, now it's the time for me to turn into Superman, and he can do it, he can still go win you ball games. But it's not all dependent on number 17 doing everything all game long. Lamar's obviously struggled this year, but look at their offense when they have a run game that isn't just Lamar. When they're able to turn around, hand the ball to Derrick Henry. I'm not saying you have to go get Derrick Henry to make this thing work, but them having a run game where Lamar can turn his brain off for a play or two, where he just gets a snap, hands it to Derrick Henry, it just makes life that much easier. That was part of the issue I had with the discussion this offseason about the Terry thing. I don't care necessarily about Terry McLaurin himself in this, but people would say, well, Jaden can get it done without the help of some of those other... Yes, I believe Jaden can. That doesn't mean that you just don't help him out. That doesn't mean that you just don't have the guys around him. Yeah, I think that Jaden can get it done with lesser talent around him. And maybe some people are questioning that after this season. But regardless, I do think that Jaden can get it done with lesser weapons around him, similar to what you've seen with some of the other elite quarterbacks. Doesn't mean that's how I want to live. And by the way, part of the reason that some of these other guys are able to make it work or have to make it work with lesser talent is because they're on their second contract. Jaden's nowhere near his second contract yet. He's not. So now's not the time to not surround him with the appropriate talent. That's where you got to give a hat tip to what New England has done. Drake May is on a rookie contract, and they did not cheap out this offseason. They didn't. I don't know that you'd necessarily say that Adam Peters cheaped out this offseason, but I can tell you this much. He didn't go shopping in the main area of the store. He was checking the clearance, damaged goods area, like, or old, right? Stuff that is wearing out. I'm done with that. I want to build this team up. And the right way is through the draft, which, by the way, you don't have the draft picks because you've traded them for some players. And look, Debo deal, we could have a discussion on that. I think he's been fine. I think he's worth the fifth-round pick. I don't know if he's worth the $20 million that he's making this year. I think if you look at those two combined, could you maybe do something a little bit differently this year regardless? And that's not any sort of hindsight or revisionist history. I haven't been the biggest Debo fan the entire year. But I think he's been good. I think beginning of the year, he was their best weapon. I love the Tunsil deal. I still love the Tunsil deal. I loved it at the time. I love it even more now, seeing what he can do. The Lattimore deal, I think we all understand how we feel about that deal. Whether you liked it at the time or not, that clearly has blown up in their face. But I think that you look at where this running back room is. I like the guys. I have no issue. But they have to be honest with themselves and look in the mirror. It's one of those things where you might be able to say something, but until you get in the heat of battle, until you're in the moment, you don't truly know. Cliff Kingsbury, if you sat him down right now, if he was sitting across from me at this table and I asked him, hey, do you like Bill? You think he can be a workhorse type back? He'd probably say, yeah, I think so. Maybe he'll get there. C-Rod, yeah, I like him. I think I can trust him. But he gets into these moments in games, and for whatever reason, he's not willing to give these guys the full workload. And he did it against the Giants, to his credit. But too often this year, it's 10 carries for one guy, 7 carries for another, 8. I just don't think that works, especially with these types of backs. I think Bill is someone that is a rhythm guy and needs time playing. C-Rod for sure to me is someone that needs the volume of carries. He's a battering ram. He might not be as effective in the first quarter as he's going to be in the fourth quarter, but you just got to trust the process there. Regardless, I think running back position, personally for me, I'd be fine with it. But if they're not going to truly buy in on their guys, then they've got to do something about the running back position going forward, because I think the running game is the key to them being able to kind of get back to what we saw last year. Even though they didn't have a run game, take a little off Jaden's plate, and then if Jaden becomes special again, like we saw last year, if he's able to recapture some of that magic and you have a run game, imagine how much more dangerous the offense can be. It's Overtime on The Fan, taking you up until Capitals Hockey right here on 106.7 The Fan. Overtime on The Fan, Toby Altizer with you for about another 20 minutes. Then we'll turn it over to John Walton. Caps Hockey, they take on the Wild in Minnesota this evening. Talking about the running backs, though, I was really impressed by Bill. I really like what he can do, and I do want to see him featured more. That's a guy that, going forward, the final three games, I like C-Rod. I do. He's not a number one back to me, and I think he can be a good bruiser. I think he can be a good power back, change of pace, goal line back. I like him in that role. But I want to see Kroski Merritt featured the final three games. Give him 20 carries each game. Doesn't really matter if you win. Doesn't really matter what happens in the game. Just give him 20 carries. See what happens. Hang on to the football's paramount. That's number one. Because if he keeps fumbling, then we have to have more discussions about what happens going into next year. Not that you move on, but does his role have to diminish if he can't hang on to the football? But just give him 20 carries each of the next three games and see what happens. Can he, one, handle the workload after 18 carries this game, then 20 and 20 and 20, or, you know, 18, 22, you know, somewhere around there? Can he handle the workload of going four straight games where he's the guy? Can he handle that? And can he still be effective week in, week out, even against some good defenses, or a good defense twice with Philadelphia? Because you should be able to have some success against Dallas regardless. But I just want to see them rely on a guy and just give him a full opportunity. Because I like the vision that Bill has. I like the burst. I mean, you just watch him compared to the other backs on this team. And it was obvious watching it in training camp too. And, you know, maybe it's still some of the training camp darling turned into a rookie sensation, turned into a fantasy darling, all those sorts of things. Maybe some of that still is hanging on a little bit. But if you just watch him, watch his running style, he wants to get downhill. It's kind of one cut and go, very patient. But he's got a burst that no one else has. And that was evident from the first time that I watched him at practice this training camp. First time I saw him, he just had a juice that no one else had. And I think that you can still tap into that and let him run the football. And, you know, you look at his season, it's just been up and down. You look at the game logs early in the year, he was able to get things going early in the season. 10 for 82 to start the year. Then it was a little bit slow, 4 for 17, 8 for 26, 7 for 47. Then he had the breakout game against the Chargers, 14 for 111. But since then, it's kind of been up and down. It's just been a little bit of a struggle. Until what you saw on Sunday, 5.3 yards per pop, 18 for 96 and a touchdown. And I just love watching him run. If nothing else, with these final three games, not having a whole lot to care about, not having a whole lot on the line, we can talk about draft position. I know how important that is. And I know a lot of people are immediately looking at where can they pick. ESPN just put out an article, give you that update on that, about where teams are likely to pick, where the Commanders are likely to pick in terms of percentage chance that they pick inside the top 10, percentage they pick inside the top 5. I'll give you that in just a little bit. But if we're just looking for fun and something to watch, like a storyline to care about, just give me Bill. That'd be the main thing. Just give me Bill. I love watching him play football. If you haven't listened to him on G&D, he's such a genuine guy, such a fun dude to root for, so easy to like. He's so bubbly anytime you're around the guy, always in good spirits. And I think that he's someone that is a fantastic story for what he did last year, being at Arizona, being ruled ineligible, and didn't pout, didn't have issues with everything that went on, even if he would have disagreed and just said, you know what, I'll run scout team, just love football. And he ends up in a spot now where he's going to be the Commanders' leading rusher this year. Who would have thought that he would be a leading rusher for an NFL team in his rookie season as a seventh rounder? But I think you've seen some of that skill. So if you're looking for something to care about down the stretch here, if you're looking for something that's an interesting storyline, that's my guy right there. I would say give Bill the football. I'd like to see Jalen Lane sprinkled in a little bit more at wide receiver. See if you can find some ways to get him involved in the offense, because you already know he's established. It's one thing if you're trying to evaluate a guy and figure out if they're part of the future or not. I'm not necessarily as worried about that where you're at now, because you have plenty of tape. But for a guy that you know is going to be a part of the team next year, see if you can get some confidence for them. See if you can find some roles where, okay, he had some success here. Let's see if we can build on that. Let's see if we can add some stuff in that sort of way next year so that you can use these guys. Like those two in particular on the offensive side of the ball, Bill and Jalen Lane, you know they're going to be part of the team next year. See if you can figure out exactly where they can succeed the most so you can put them in optimal spots next year so that they can grow that role. We'll wrap things up next as we take you up until Capitals hockey. As I mentioned, ESPN did put out an article. They threw out the odds and percentages and ran all of their models and everything for the final 3 weeks of the season. What are the chances that Washington picks inside the top five? What are the chances they pick inside the top 10? Where are they likely to land in the draft? We'll talk about it next here on The Fan. A couple minutes of overtime here on The Fan. Turn it over to Capitals Hockey. Pregame at 7:45. Puck drop coming up a little after 8 o'clock. Caps and Wilds in St. Paul, Minnesota. But as we wrap up, wanted to take a look at ESPN ran their simulations for the rest of the season using their football power index or whatever they use to do their predictions and different things. And they came out with where the Commanders are likely to be picking in the NFL draft in this upcoming April in Pittsburgh. And they currently find themselves in the draft order. I believe they're seventh. Let me double check on that. But they currently find themselves back end of the top 10. And I think the interesting part about where they're at is there are some things that... there are some things that you want to be rooting for as a Commanders fan going down the stretch, because if you want a top defensive player, Arvel Reese, Caleb Downs. Downs is an interesting one because positional value. He's probably my favorite player in the draft. But again, positional value with a safety. But Arvel Reese, Caleb Downs, Reuben Bain, take your pick of those three. If you want one of those guys, you'd like to have the quarterbacks be more than one or two of them taken in the top five. Be great if you could get three. So if you're looking for something to root for, if you're a Commanders fan going down the stretch here of the college football season into the playoff, you know, looking at Fernando Mendoza is going to go top five, probably going to go number one. Someone probably going to trade up there and take Fernando Mendoza, Heisman Trophy winner. That's one guy. Is Dante Moore coming out this year, or is he going to go back to Oregon? Kind of depends probably on their playoff run. He's probably a top 10 pick already, but if they go on to win the Natty, why does he need to go back to Oregon? Right, he's probably coming out. Ty Simpson's an interesting one. First part of the year, looked like a surefire first-round pick, probably a top 10 guy. Go ahead and come out. Now it's like, eh, not that he wouldn't be a first-round pick, but... also, you have to consider if you're Ty Simpson, do I go back and now I have to battle Arch Manning, I have to battle Julian Sand, I have to battle some of these other guys. Am I better off just coming out this year when it's Dante Moore and Fernando Mendoza? Best case scenario for Washington, all three of those guys come out And now you could either trade down if you're in a spot where you have that opportunity, or three quarterbacks go before your spot. You're not taking a quarterback anyway, so it helps you. But if you just look at where they are currently in the draft order, they would be seventh. If you look at where they can end up and the likely place that they end up, according to ESPN and their Football Power Index, their average draft position with their simulations was 6.7. 6.7? 6.7? Nothing?
Yeah, 6.7.
Their average draft position is 6.7. The FPI chance for them to earn a top five pick, 25.7%. And then their chance to earn a top 10 pick, 98.1%. So they're pretty locked in to the top 10. They're pretty much locked into the top 10. They're not likely to get inside the top five. So figure you pick anywhere from that 6, 7, 8, 9 range, somewhere in there. I think you look at, I just don't know that they're going to be able to trade down. I know we're going to spend a ton of time in the draft process talking about trading down, acquiring picks. Who are you trading? Who's trading up? And who are you trading up for? Realistically, who are you trading up for? Mendoza's probably gone. Maybe one of the other quarterbacks falls, but I don't know that they're trading up for... If they're trading up for a quarterback, it's probably before your pick. Now, the interesting part, I forget who was on Grant and Danny, but it brought up this point. It might actually be easier. It might actually be more beneficial for Washington to be where they're at currently. 7, 8, to trade down versus being in the top three, because the cost isn't as much, which obviously means you don't get as much, but maybe teams are more willing to move up to 8 versus moving up to 3 because they don't want to give up as many resources for Dante Moore or for Ty Simpson. It's an interesting thing to keep an eye on going down the stretch, but I will say, if there's something you want to be rooting for, something you want to keep an eye on as you go into college football playoff getting underway this weekend, root for the quarterbacks at the top of the draft to ball out. Mendoza, we know. But Dante Moore, Ty Simpson, it helps out Washington if they ball out, potentially trading down or even those guys getting picked ahead of their spot. It's going to do it for us here on Overtime. Coming up next, the Capitals in Minnesota. They're taking on the Wild pregame. It's underway next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.